This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here.
Free Talk Live.
Absolutely anything that you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, Ian here.
Nobody.
And Chris. So, Chris, you had a story that you wanted to share with us tonight. The cryptocurrency world has been constantly under threat by governments around the planet, and certainly the American government is no stranger to threatening peaceful people. Some of our co-hosts, including Nobody and myself, were arrested. Actually, this week was the one-year raid anniversary where at 6 in the morning we had our... you had your door bashed in by a bear cat, so the battering ram, Nobody. We had our windows smashed in over here, and Aria and some other friends of ours were all raided simultaneously.
Yeah. It was a window on my side. They like drove the thing through the window with this boom, and then they raised it up and backed up and like yanked the whole window frame out of the house.
Yeah. Crazy stuff.
It was hanging off their tank when I came out.
Yeah, that's like the understatement of the year. It was crazy. I mean, there are these. I'm not good with the wording, but they're like, think of a tank. Right?
Mm-hmm.
A tank. Yeah, a tank, basically. And I don't know.
It's an armored personnel carrier, and it can have a battering ram mounted to the front of it.
Basically. Yeah, I mean, they literally had, I think in the one hearing, they said 56 FBI agents. 56 FBI agents. I didn't see that many here, but...
So that doesn't include the ATF and the USPS.
That didn't include
IRS.
Any of those other people, right? And there was...
You gotta be a real coward to have to go after, you know, a couple of middle-aged priests with, you know, 50 heavily armed men in a tank and two tanks, maybe.
Right in the middle. They had a second one, but they couldn't bash in my door with it because there were too many cars around.
I have to say, all I was thinking that morning was, well, it was one of two things, obviously. And the one was, what did you say, Nobody?
Yeah, and you got some video that's over at thecrypto6.com for people who haven't seen that yet. You can check that out. But the reason I bring this is because... over cryptocurrency-related quote-unquote crimes, which, of course, have no victim, and you know we're planning to go to trial later this year, so that's a whole other story, but just an example of what they're doing to crypto businesses, or crypto supporters, in our case, wasn't a business, but a business that is under attack is Library, LBRY.com, which we've talked a lot about here on Free Talk Live over the years. It's a decentralized protocol. It's a media show. Sharing protocols, uncensorable, basically, and you should learn more about it if you haven't taken the time to do that. They are currently under attack from the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. In fact, they're in the midst of doing depositions right now, and Jeremy Kaufman, actually the head over at Library, has announced that they are fed up with playing nice with the federal government at this point. I have a story about that. I'll try to find it. I don't know if it's in front of me right now. But Chris, you had a crypto-related story as well that you wanted to share, some new threat that they're bringing out.
It's you thought it couldn't get any more... I don't know if disturbing is the right word, but that might be the right word. But it's the 1990s all over again, and this time it's... It's funny because in the 90s it was cryptocurrencies being classified as munitions, so you couldn't export cryptography.
In the 90s?
Yep.
They didn't have cryptocurrencies.
No. Not,
I mean, they had gold.
Encryption. Crypto in the sense of
cryptography itself.
Okay. And not specifically PGP, but encryption in general. Mm-hmm. You could not export over...
PGP was under export controls. Phil Zimmerman had all kinds of problems with the feds over that.
Yep. Wow. And they basically made it illegal to publish encryption algorithms, more or less.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like how they went after Cody Wilson from Defense Distributed in the last decade for publishing 3D printed gun plans.
Absolutely. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. So basically what Zimmerman did, I believe, is he published the source code of PGP as a book.
Yeah, that's right.
That could be exported.
Yeah, that's right. Because it's the whole free speech. You have freedom of speech and code of speech.
You used to.
Yeah, well, so that case, that never actually turned into a case, if I recall correctly. They just, I think, dropped it in the end, if my memory is searching right. Is that my memory correct?
Yeah, eventually they gave up, because there was a big kerfluffle for a while, and there were guys who were making T-shirts with the Perl code for the RSA algorithms on it and going through the airport in them.
It was a futile effort anyway.
Exactly. But they convinced them it was futile.
Yeah, it's a futile effort anyway. And it's the same thing with this situation. It's the same thing with, you know, the 3D printing.
Same old story. In a decade.
It's futile.
Old song and dance.
Even if you suppress speech to the degree that North Korea suppresses speech, right, you can still get a message into North Korea containing 3D printed files, because they're already doing it with entertainment content.
Whether or not you can actually get a 3D printer in North Korea is a whole
other question. Well, that's another story. But you can get the files, right? The speech part of it.
Somebody can shove that in a flash drive where the sun don't shine and across the border into North Korea.
Absolutely. And so, and this is the problem. And it's kind of like drugs in prison, right?
Yes.
They haven't successfully kept them out of prison. So how on earth are you going to stop somebody from, you know, anyway. So, yeah, this one, this story is about crypto.
They can make a lot of money trying, though.
Cryptocurrency, though, and sanctions. And the story comes from coincenter.org. And the title of the story is New Crypto Sanctions Bill Targets Publishing Code and Facilitating Transactions. So this bill would place sweeping restrictions on persons who build, operate, and use cryptocurrency networks, even if they have no knowledge or intent, to help evade sanctions through the administration's own experts have repeatedly said cryptocurrency evasion is not serious. So the administration, being the government's own experts, have repeatedly said cryptocurrency evasion is not serious. So they're basically attacking crypto because they don't like it. And it has nothing to do with punishing Russia.
Russia as an excuse.
Russia is the excuse.
It probably has more to do with the Canadian truckers.
And this, by the way, this is in regards to a bill, as I understand it. So it hasn't passed yet. But this is something that the Democrats apparently are putting out there, and they're trying to get passed. Senator Warren and a raft of Democrats.
It's going to be bad.
Yep. Democratic co-sponsors today introduced a bill titled the Digital Asset Sanctions Compliance Enhancement Act. Wow, that's a long one. Which would place sweeping restrictions on cryptocurrency ecosystem under the guise of bolstering sanctions against Russia for its unjustified invasion of Ukraine. She has done this despite the fact that there is no data suggesting that cryptocurrency has been used or can meaningfully be used by sanctioned parties to evade sanctions. Yeah, and this is the crazy part. If you start looking at, like, the GDP of Russia and comparing it against the market cap for, say, like, Bitcoin, there's no way that Russia could utilize it to, in any kind of significant way, to evade sanctions, because the Bitcoin is, or cryptocurrency is just not big enough to sustain the amount of money or value that would be exchanged. I mean, the prices would, if you think that the price is doubling is something that...
you mean about the price of Bitcoin?
Yeah, that happens already. Mm-hmm. Now, imagine if the demand more than doubled, right?
Russia has a GDP in 2020 of $1.48 trillion.
Yeah, so...
which is equivalent to approximately the value of the entire cryptocurrency marketplace.
Right. So, if I would love to see Russia start utilizing cryptocurrencies to evade sanctions, just because that would be great for cryptocurrency, I think. However...
They're not going to.
They're not going to. And It's unfortunate, but I would love to see that because it would expand the usage of cryptocurrencies, and that's
sure.
a good thing.
It'd bring the prices up for sure. The government went in and bought a bunch of Bitcoin.
Yes, and
normally they just steal Bitcoin.
Yeah,
like
even
the U.S.
if
government
don't
steals.
Hold crypto. More people using crypto means more freedom, and the people who are actually going to get hurt the most by this are actually ordinary citizens, and people who oppose this regime too.
Yeah.
Actually,
I want to hear more about what exactly they're proposing. So again, this is going to crack down on people in the United States who are in the world of cryptocurrency, and they're using Russia as their excuse. But what are they proposing? We'll get into some detail on this coming up here. This is.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. And we're brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You've been hearing a lot about cryptocurrency, and maybe you've decided it's finally time to start learning about it. Well, get over to Bitcoin.com, where you can click Get Started at the top of the page, and then you can watch some introductory videos that will get you some of the basics. You'll understand things like decentralization, blockchain technology, and you don't have to get into the engineering aspects to understand the basics of how this stuff operates. What are some of the key differences between cryptocurrency and what you, say, grew up with? So head over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started right there at the top of the page. You can also buy cryptos over at Bitcoin.com. You know, you want to get your first Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or even some others. They've got a whole bunch that they're making available now through Bitcoin.com. Plus, there's their news site. It's available every day with fresh information from the world of cryptocurrency at news.bitcoin.com. Chris, you've got a story here tonight about the crypto world, specifically the industry in the United States, being targeted now and using sanctions against Russia or any other country for that matter, because there are still sanctions against Iran and, you know, North Korea, and I think probably some still on Cuba. But what did you want to tell us about this? What was
Venezuela?
Venezuela. Well, yeah, they're starting to change their approach to Venezuela because now they need their oil. Biden has been cozying up with old Maduro down there in Venezuela in recent weeks.
Yeah, it's actually interesting.
I wonder why they think that it produces more carbon dioxide if oil is drilled in the United States than if it's drilled somewhere else. I don't think that's how chemistry works.
Wait, do they actually think that?
I don't know, but they seem to think it's better for the environment if we don't drill here and somebody else drills somewhere else.
I mean, I could kind of understand not wanting to pollute your own backyard, but
carbon dioxide it diffuses.
Yeah, I mean,
the local level of carbon dioxide, I don't think, has ever been shown to differ throughout the world.
Yeah, that's probably true. I'm thinking more like, I don't know, like oil tankers, I don't know, like crashing into things and spilling and things like that, but
yeah, the distribution of oil spill.
There's some business or something like that on the seacoast, and there's an oil spill. It could damage business.
Well, they've still had oil spills in the Gulf of Mexico. So
but that's because they happen. That's also because they, you know, allowed the drilling to happen out there too. So
refining,
yeah, I thought
they drill there too.
Yeah, they drill in the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, it's not just refining, but Texas is big on refining too, I believe. So
anyway, what is this thing called? This bill?
I don't think using Venezuelan tankers is going to make it less likely.
Oil spills. They got major issues already in Venezuela without having the tankers crash into things.
But this crypto bill, what's it called?
Yeah, it's a good question. Digital Asset Sanctions Compliance Enhancement Act. So, it's a long one.
Yeah, of course.
The White House, Treasury, and Department of Justice have all stated that cryptocurrency is a poor tool for sanctions evasion and one that they have well under control.
Hmm.
For example, FBI Director Christopher Wray said last Thursday that at a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing, the Russians' ability to circumvent the sanctions with cryptocurrency is probably on the part of maybe them and others. We are, as a community and with our partners overseas, far more effective on that than I think sometimes they appreciate. We have built up significant expertise both at the FBI and with some of our partners, and there have been some very significant seizures and other efforts that I think have exposed the vulnerability of cryptocurrency as a way to get around sanctions. You know, the humorous thing about this is that is probably true, like, I mean, to some degree, like, there have been some significant seizures of crypto.
Yeah, they seized like $3 or $4 billion worth of Bitcoin recently from the alleged hacker of an exchange.
Oh, that's right. Yep, yep. However, it doesn't...
Did they seize it, or did he give up the keys?
They seized it. Somehow they got his password and managed to get into an encrypted file on... This is what the mainstream media was claiming, at least, that he had some sort of file on the cloud which had his keys in it.
Ooh.
And they somehow got his password for that.
Guys, this is why you don't use iPhones.
Or an easy-to-crack password. I don't know how they got their hands on the password. That's not
the... Keylogger is always a good idea.
What was that?
keylogger.
Keylogger.
Install right. some malware well, on well, the computer.
I don't think they needed that because it was probably like a private key that ended up getting synced with the cloud that was unencrypted or
no. Reportedly, he had some sort of an encrypted file on the cloud. And
oh, so it was weak. It was a weak password.
Might have been. Don't know. We don't know. Yeah. They might have socially engineered him for all we know.
True.
We have
true
no idea
true.
What they did.
Social engineering is one of the. It's funny because social engineering is one of the tools that what they usually call hackers. What mm-hmm. people think of as hackers are actually doing. They're social engineering. So kind of funny. Let's see here. We've built up significant expertise both at the FBI and with some of our partners, and there have been some significant seizures. So the funny part about that is that while there have been some significant seizures, that doesn't mm-hmm. necessarily mean that they can your average person that they're going to be able to seize your crypto. This is they're talking about going after the biggest players and spending huge amounts of resources in order to go after those that they want to make an example out of.
Mm-hmm.
Your average person is not going to have anything to worry about when it comes. To
well, as long as they're treating their keys securely. I mean, if you've memorized your key, then you're pretty rock solid. If, on the other hand, you've got it written down and it's
or
just
on an exchange.
if it's on an exchange, it's as good as gone. I mean, that's easy for them to get a hold of because the exchanges will do whatever they're told to do by the government.
Right.
But as far as keeping your own keys, because as they say, if it's not your keys, it's not your coins. And so you need to have your own cryptocurrency keys stored in a safe way as you can get to them, right? Because, like, each person can only handle so much security. So for the average person, it's probably acceptable to keep your...
The average person lives paycheck to paycheck, so I don't think that's probably going to be too much of an issue.
No, I get what you're saying, but for the average person that has, you know, amassed a little bit of cryptocurrency that they are concerned with, whether that's a few thousand dollars or tens of thousands...
Sure.
You know, there are different ways to keep that secure. If you're going to be writing down a code and keeping it somewhere, if it's in your safe, it's going to keep it safe from the average criminal, but probably not from the FBI.
That's right? True, but the FBI generally doesn't go after small fish, as they say.
True.
The FBI, I'm trying to think what the statistic is. I think, like, the FBI, like, you've got to be doing, like, 3 million or more or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually an old statistic before they really get interested in it. And I think it also might include I think their jurisdiction is interstate. So it's got to be, like, interstate and, like, over 3 million, something. I believe that's the number anyway. Again, that's an old number, but... That's quite a bit for most people. Most people aren't going to be involved in that level of I mean generally I want to say crime, but everybody commits crimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So most people aren't going to be involved in that level of criminal activity where it's going to be an issue. So
yeah, that's true. And there's also, of course, hardware wallets, which are another layer of security for folks to consider.
Yeah, if you're on a Windows system or a Mac system, definitely get yourself a hardware wallet because it's not protected. It's not even.
Don't be on a Windows system.
Ideally, you wouldn't be, but ultimately, at the end of the day, it's not the government you have to worry about. It's malicious parties on the internet, cyber
malware,
so to speak, malware, things like that. Yeah.
But there's more to this story, right?
Yeah,
about what they're planning on doing. What exactly are these? You know, this bill that they're putting forward now to crack down on the cryptocurrency industry in regards to sanctions. That's coming up here. More on the way on Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A third COVID vaccine shot is proving to be highly effective. A new CDC study found that three doses of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine were 94% effective against death or ventilation during the recent Omicron surge. Two doses were only 79% effective in comparison. China is not showing its cards on whether to align with Russia during the ongoing invasion with Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying China must decide which side it's going to stand with.
The president spent the vast majority of the nearly 2 hours was spent with the president outlining the views of the United States and our allies and partners on this crisis, including a detailed overview of efforts to prevent and then respond to the invasion.
President Biden spending his weekend in Delaware. You're listening to USA Radio News. A new poll is out discussing how Americans want to support those in Ukraine.
And a new Quinnipiac poll found that three-quarters of Americans want to supply aid to Ukraine as long as it doesn't put the country at risk of a full-scale war with Russia. The majority of Americans, 54%, agreed with NATO's refusal to enforce the no-fly zone, with just 32% disagreeing and 15% unsure. Politicians of both parties opposed the no-fly zone over concerns it would put the country at risk of a direct military confrontation with Russia.
John Hunt reporting from the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau. At least two people are injured after a storm damaged homes in Alabama. It hit the town of Atmore, around 60 miles northeast of Mobile. The two who were injured are in the hospital after strong winds caused major damage to 9 mobile homes. Officials are still trying to figure out if a tornado was to blame for the destruction. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Open. If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the various features that we have for you there anytime you want. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts, and we're going to get deeper into your story, Chris, about this new proposal in Congress that could bring even heavier regulation onto the cryptocurrency world. And that, of course, is bad for anybody that values development and innovation and new technologies. So it's, of course, going to drive businesses out of the
United States. I think the main thing it's going to do is drive any kind of exchanges or any kind of, you know, businesses that primarily deal with cryptocurrencies out.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And it will drive out the new innovators that haven't even opened shop.
Right.
They're just going to
say,
you know what, let's just go somewhere
else. They're already doing that. We already know people who left the United States as a result of the U.S. government, the federal government, cracking down on crypto. So
we're going to get deeper into that. But first, we got Jonathan on the line here calling us from Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live, Jonathan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Long time fan. I've been listening since like 2004 or so.
Wow, thanks.
Yeah, I just joined in on Odyssey and hear you guys talking about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. So
sure.
My question is, so I have a ledger.
That's a hardware wallet. Just for our listeners that don't know all the lingo, that you've got a piece of hardware. You can stick it in a USB port on your laptop or desktop, and it allows you to store your cryptocurrency keys in a much more, I guess, fortified manner, shall we say.
Absolutely. My question is, what kind of on-ramps do you all recommend as far as purchasing Bitcoin that maybe, you know, I know you, I typically want to buy from a exchange that's no KYC, you know your customer. So something not like Coinbase or anything like that. But I'm having trouble finding ways to actually purchase the Bitcoin without using my bank account or something like that.
So
Ledger, when you try to buy, on Ledger, when you try to buy it, it takes you to MoonPay, which of course is not in America, and then my bank, you know, tries to freeze the transaction and that kind of stuff. So.
Wow. Time to switch banks.
Well, they're all bad. I mean,
that's true.
It's hard to find a bank that wants to deal with a cryptocurrency exchange at all.
And we've talked about this so many times that they're a monopoly. I mean, the banking, it's effectively a monopoly because they're so heavily regulated.
Technically a cartel.
Yeah. A cartel.
But they all are, like, basically the same.
Yeah, I mean, they're all the same because of the regulations, you know? So.
Yeah, a lot of banks won't even, as soon as they find out you're sending money to a cryptocurrency exchange, will close your account if they know that that's what it is. Now, in some cases, you can get around this because the cryptocurrency exchanges won't actually have the word cryptocurrency in the name of the business that you're wiring to. So, you know, if you're just sending a wire to an exchange and it's Hayward Enterprises, then that doesn't necessarily reveal to the banker that you're buying Bitcoin, of course. But you definitely don't want to ever lie to a bank because then they'll bring you up on wire fraud charges or whatever.
You probably don't want to answer any questions of the bank.
Answer the questions,
because
though.
If you answer them, it'll get used against you later in court.
That's one of the problems. But basically, you have to answer the questions. You can't go in and send a wire transfer and not answer their questions about, oh, what's this wire for?
Yeah, that's true.
But anyway, just what I would suggest is, and I can't give legal advice, obviously, but don't lie. But if you say you're doing it for investment purposes, then to me that's not a lie, right?
Like, you know what's interesting is, I do wire transfers all the time, and I don't know, most of the time I don't get asked. And
really? They don't ask you what it's for?
They don't ask, and they just assume it's to pay an invoice, and then they'll put down to pay an invoice.
Oh, interesting.
So it's really interesting. And
technically, if you buy Bitcoin, you can get invoiced for that.
Yeah, which is why I'm always like, I don't know. It's like if you bring in something that looks like an invoice, they won't even ask. They'll just assume and they'll put it down.
But we're going off on a side, on a tangent here because that's what Jonathan wants to avoid. He doesn't want to go through the centralized exchanges, which, of course, is the easiest way, in theory, as long as the bank doesn't stand in your way or whatever. It's, in theory, an easy way to go through Coinbase or Gemini or Kraken or, you know, fill in the blank of which centralized exchange, Binance.us. These are some of them that make it simple and also relatively cheap. So on the other side of the equation, the more anonymous, the more individualized, the non-centralized, the peer-to-peer methods like going to local Bitcoins or local Monero or local, there's a variety of these local sites now, will connect you with other human beings who are willing to sell you Bitcoin, but they may be charging 10% or something like that, or more in some cases for service because they have to deal with fraud constantly, and so they tend to raise their rates quite a bit in order to provide the service. Or you can go to a cryptocurrency vending machine. But again, you may be dealing with 10, 15, 20% rates in order to put cash into a machine, and there still may be some KYC involved.
I can tell you the best way to acquire cryptocurrency. Ask for, if you have an employer, ask for them to pay you in crypto. If you have a business, you know, add support for accepting cryptocurrency and ask your customers to pay you in crypto.
That's a great way to get crypto, for sure.
If you can't do that, check out a crypto meetup. People are selling and buying crypto in person all the time. At least they
have one near you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
would think
that may be the way to go.
Yeah. I don't know. Where are you? Are you in New Hampshire or
Georgia?
Are you somewhere Georgia.
I'm in Georgia, yeah.
I don't know about Georgia.
Are
Hampshire,
you in Atlanta, like a city, or just out in the boonies?
Southern part, southern coast.
Okay. Is that
I thought it was all southern.
Yeah, around that way.
Yeah, so there might be a group. It might be worth looking into, because I do agree with Chris. That's the easiest way to do it, as far as it's off the books. There's no, you know, tracking per se, unless, of course, you're dealing with a federal agent or something like that by chance.
But then they're actually expending real resources on you.
Yeah, but even then, it's not, I mean, it's not illegal to buy Bitcoin from somebody, right? As long as they...
That's true.
Well, yeah. That's what you're going to find out, Ian.
Unless, of course, they tell you they're a heroin dealer, in which case you definitely want to stay away from doing doing any business with them, because they're setting you up for a money laundering charge in that case.
Well, you guys mentioned local Bitcoin, and I've looked at that. I'm just curious, you know, what are the chances that some of the Alphabet boys will be on there creating accounts trying to...
Well, we know they are, for a fact.
They're less likely to be the sellers. The federal government gang is certainly investigating local Bitcoins, but they're more...
Isn't it local.bitcoin.com?
That's Bitcoin.com's competitor, and it's... last I saw, it wasn't very competitive.
Okay.
But, no, we're talking about local Bitcoins, which is sort of the number one biggie out there.
I thought they stopped doing in-person trading.
They did.
Oh,
unfortunately,
okay.
Local Bitcoins is not very local anymore.
I thought it was totally defeated the purpose of local Bitcoins. The purpose of the whole site.
Back in 2018, local Bitcoins went all KYC, and they got rid of the actual local ability to find local people to physically meet in real life.
What can you do with it still? You can still...
You can still buy things from online sellers.
So you'd have to go to a bank, somebody's bank, and then deposit cash.
There are sites, though, that are now copying what the original local Bitcoins did.
Yep.
And I have not actually looked into these sites in more than a year since I've been prohibited
from going to them.
But I know they exist, and I know that at the time one of them was called Agora Market, if I recall. Or no, Agora...
I thought that was the online, like, hidden dark
web. There was a dark web market that used the term Agora. This one is like... Oh, I know what it's called. Agoradesk.
Okay.
I think it might be .com, but check out, you know, do a search for Agoradesk and you'll find them. I think they're still doing local, you know, people in your area kind of hookups. But again, just going to a local meetup and finding the local doers in the cryptocurrency sphere is probably a good way to find somebody who might be willing to sell. Do you guys have any other input as far as, you know, options for Jonathan?
Not really.
I feel like we've covered it pretty extensively here.
Yeah,
I
think, like I said, the best thing to do is, if you can, accept it, you know, let people know, advertise it, that you accept cryptocurrency for payment for whatever you're, you know, whatever you do, you know.
Heroin.
You definitely don't want to do that.
We got to cut you off now.
Thanks for the call. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything that you want. I'm hoping that was a joke, but even if somebody's joking about that, you still got to cut them off.
Yeah.
Because you can't tell if they're a federal agent.
That's a good example of what you should do if somebody tells you that they're
not
the heroin business.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you are invited if you want to join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian Nobody and Chris joining you tonight. Phones are open as always. You can bring up what you want. We're talking about the latest attempt by the federal gang to target cryptocurrency businesses. There's a new bill that's being put forward, and we haven't really gotten to the ugly details in this story yet. I believe you still have those to come here, Chris.
Yeah.
So that's on the way here. And, of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. And I do want to say thank you to Shooty, who is a supporter of the Free Talk Live AMPS program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. Shooty is a silver level supporter, which means Shooty's giving at least $5 a month to AMPS, and you can do that. It's a Patreon. Just go over to amps.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there for, again, as little as $5 a month, and you get some cool perks for doing that, so we definitely appreciate it. Thank you, Shooty, and thank you to the over 70 people that have signed up now over at amps.freetalklive.com. If you'd like what we do here and you want us to keep doing it and you want it to get bigger on more great radio stations all around the country, we can do that, but it does take some money to market the show. Once again, amps.freetalklive.com. We go to Sarah in New Mexico, and we'll get back into the crypto story here in a moment. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
So, who was the show, the host yesterday I think he mentioned that he knows the men in New Hampshire in his circle. There's people that want to go out and fight for the Russians in the Russian side. And, so I know that he was going to explain the mercenary part of it, that they're finding mercenaries, so. Do you think they have been listening to me on the show about
no,
being
Sarah.
A communist?
No.
That's exactly it, Sarah.
No, I know
yeah,
what you're referring
I
to. You're
I
referring to Matt. He's our regular Thursday night host. He said that he had heard that some people are going over. I don't know if he specifically meant it was New Hampshire. I think he was just saying that people in general are going to join the Ukrainian side, but some may also be going to join the Russian side. And what we learned last night was that some some of those who joined the Ukrainian side are saying things are not what they seem. They're taking people's passports, tearing them up. They're forcing them to stay in the country. They're stripping their kits from them. They're stripping their guns, their ammunition from them, and making life very difficult on the people that are going over. Now, of course, there's a counter side to that saying that that's all BS and it's not true. But there really wasn't much comment regarding people joining the Russian side, so I don't know who that would be. But presumably those who are looking for some action and are willing to be told what to do by a bunch of killers.
The Chechens, I think, are fighting on both sides.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, as I understand it. I forget why, but yeah.
So there you go, Sarah. Anything else you want to share tonight?
So, you were saying that there's people from America. That's what he was saying, that people that he knows of from his area. So I'm just assuming there must be they're like American communists like myself that are involved with the Communist Party in America.
Well, there's no reason to assume that.
I have to ask, Sarah, are you a prank caller?
No, she's a real communist.
I'm not a prank caller, but he did mention that. But I mean, with all the propaganda, I can understand why the people would want to join the Ukrainians and want to go fight. And the Ukrainian side, because it's always the Russians are demonized. So, but there are people that want to go fight on the Russians, unless they're getting offers from the Russians as mercenaries. So he didn't really talk about that. I mean, but are they Chechens that live in America? I mean, who are they? Are they former?
It could just be somebody that wants to go see some action.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this American mercenaries that you're talking of.
Well, I mean, Matt did suggest that that was the case.
I doubt it.
I presume it's a very small minority of people that are willing to join a foreign military that would join the Russians.
Especially from the United States.
Yeah, given the propaganda. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight.
Well, a lot of people don't care. They're just mercenaries.
Right.
So if they're just fighting for money, I would imagine that the Russians are more able to pay than the Ukrainians.
Well, I don't know if there's actually... This is an important question, as I've seen the term used, mercenary, but I don't know if they're paying. I think these are volunteers.
Well, then they're not mercenaries.
Cases. Yeah, I personally wouldn't use the term mercenary from what I've seen out there. Although certainly the Ukrainian government's gotten over $100 million in cryptocurrency donations so far, so they're plus now $14 billion coming over from the taxpayers of the United States. That's another thing.
The reason they might be paying mercenaries, if they are, might be the fact that they have experience fighting, mm-hmm. and that's something that the Ukrainian military does not have. So, and the same thing for Russia. Russia, I mean, obviously they're going to have more experience fighting, but, you know, more actual fighters to back them up, you know, people who've actually... Syria and Chechnya and, you know, some of these other countries that had actual wars are probably useful skill sets, basically.
Yeah, if you know more about the situation, if people are actually being paid from the outside, if you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join the show here at 603-283-6160. Meanwhile, let's get back into the story here, Chris, that you were sharing with us about the mouthful of words bill that's going to be cracking down, if it passes, on the cryptocurrency industry.
Yeah.
What's going on?
So the bill would place sweeping restrictions on persons who build, operate, and use cryptocurrency networks, even if they have no knowledge or intent to help anyone evade sanctions. So basically,
people who use the networks.
Build? Let me repeat. I don't know.
Yeah, repeat that for me.
Use cryptocurrency
just
networks.
Go ahead and read it one more time.
I'm going to read it again. The bill would place sweeping restrictions on persons who build. So the developers.
The programmers.
Yep. Operate. So the node operators.
Yep.
And use cryptocurrency networks.
Mm-hmm.
Use cryptocurrency networks. How that works, if I just send crypto from me to you, well, not you or nobody, but some other figure to person here, how that would somehow assist in like evading sanctions, I do not know, though. So let's see. Use cryptocurrency even if they have no knowledge or intent to help anyone evade sanctions. So it sounds like basically they're trying to ban cryptocurrency.
Wow.
It calls
or the platforms or whatever, right?
At a minimum. I mean, just because you pass a law that bans it doesn't necessarily mean people won't use it. It just means that you're now a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's a criminal, so it doesn't really mean much. It calls for sanctioning technologists and users merely for the act of publishing open source software. So this is the part that I'm referencing from the 90s and their banning of the export of high-grade encryption, basically, to other countries, because that also was source code. So publishing open-source software. Or
and it failed because it source code is speech.
Right. Or facilitating.
Of course, people don't care about free speech much anymore.
That's true.
Yeah, it's sad, and you're right. You know, all the censorship that's going on in the world.
But you may still be able to make that argument in front of a court successfully these days, maybe.
Maybe.
The public, not so much, but yeah. a judge may be able to comprehend that programming is actually free speech, which may be one of the ways. A law like this, it could get slapped down.
It seems so clear to us that it is speech, but with all of the degrading of our rights that have occurred over the years, it would not surprise me if they're going to say it's less protected. It's kind of like advertising. You would think advertising is speech and is protected by the First Amendment, but the courts have ruled otherwise. They can, put restrictions on how you advertise or what you advertise or the communications of the advertisement.
Following Hitler's playbook, take one freedom at a time, slowly.
Yep.
Anybody ever notice how there's no advertising for cigarettes anymore?
Good. Yeah, they outlawed that.
Yep. And the reason they can outlaw it is...
The children.
Well, protect the children, right? Yeah. That's the idea. So...
Now, in some countries, I think New Zealand is the first one to do it. They're now outlawing cigarettes for people under a certain age, and they can never get old enough to actually legally buy. So if you're 14 right now in New Zealand, you will never be able to legally purchase
cigarettes. See, that's actually not correct, still, technically, because assuming that somebody leaves New Zealand, they're no longer in New Zealand's jurisdiction, and they would be able to smoke.
I mean, as long as you're in their, particular criminal enterprise zone.
But yeah, I agree. Yeah, absolutely. Their objective is that.
Yeah, and now apparently Denmark is considering doing the same thing, so there's other countries that are coming on board with this idea.
There's something rotten in the state of Denmark.
We're going to continue here. Hour number 3 is on the way. You got more to share about this crackdown, right?
Or absolutely.
Potential crackdown. The Democrats proposing this law at the federal level that would restrict even users as long as they can somehow connect a Russian to a website. Does that mean that everybody that's using a decentralized finance website, if a Russian trades on the site, does that mean everybody is...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.